Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Heidi?
Yes.
Hey Heidi, how are you doing today? This is Joe from Over Design.
I'm fine. I'm doing
Great.
better today.
Great. That's good. Good news. So, do you have a minute, Heidi?
Yes.
Great. So, Heidi, by any chance, did you go through the whole website yesterday?
I think I did.
I guess not.
Well, I had gone through the other pages except for that home page that I just didn't see
Oh, okay.
yesterday.
So, what are your thoughts now? Now, what do you think about the website?
Well, it still needs work.
So, everything you see there is just the initial look of the website. So, everything is replaceable, everything's editable, and everything will be done according to your needs. So, everything you see right now on the website is just the initial look to the website. It's not the final product, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. So, I need to get rid of that whole create a listing thing.
On the home
Because I
page?
can't have people, yeah.
The section which says property listings?
Like I'm trying to pull it up again.
Sure, yeah, take your time.
So, let's see, you sent me something else.
I have not sent you anything else, but if you want, I can send you the link to the website.
Oh, maybe that's an old one. Oh, maybe that, I guess that was Sam.
Are you on the
No, I'm still trying to
website?
find the link.
Oh, let me send you a link. Just give me a moment. I'm going to send you an email right now.
Okay.
I just sent you an email with the link attached.
Okay, I see it. I'm gonna open it up. Okay, I just got it up and it's on the home page and it's moving, so that's good.
Yeah, that's the video in the background. Now, if you scroll down a little bit, we have a section which says property listings. So do you want to keep that section, or should we remove that from the homepage?
No, no, I need property listings, because that's what I do. I sell property.
Well, what you most...
I'm just saying, like, to create a new property. I don't want people to put their own properties on there.
Oh, no, no, no.
I have to put them on there through the MLS.
Exactly. Yeah. So how it works is once you provide us the MLS account, we'll integrate your MLS account to the website. So automatically when there's a new property listed down on the MLS, it'll automatically reflect on your website. So on websites, then you don't have to do anything. It'll be updated it'll be updating automatically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it has the blogs tab or the button. I'd like one that says, like, what's my home worth, or home valuation or something like that. Like I said before, you don't have to do that page for me. I mean, I can put my own squeeze page on there if I have that access. Okay, so under the user pages, when it says create account, user login, and that's just like for them to use to search properties, is that correct?
Yes, so there are multiple options now. The first is either you give your clients an option to create an account, then search for the properties. So in this way, you'll have their data, like their name, email, and and their interests, like what are they looking for? Because usually there are clients who want multiple logins, for example, different for a buyer, different for a seller, but that comes in when you allow them to post a new property on your website. Since here we are not allowing them to post a new property, you're going to post a new property on the MLS, and that's going to come to the website. So I guess we do not need a buyer a seller log into the website. So the only login we will be needing is the buyer. So buyer needs to create an account and then bid on a property if they want to buy it, right? Because unless someone creates the account, they are not able to bid on the property. That's how usually it works. So is this what you're looking for? Is this how you want to take your website as well?
Well, I'd like for them to be able to search for something maybe up to maybe three times before they have to create like an account.
Yeah, okay. So, so how is it going to be? Like, are people going to bid on your website on any of the property?
No.
Just check it out, right?
Yeah, they just check it out. And if they want to go take a look at it, then I go show them and then...
So I guess
if they want to buy it, then they make
an offer,
a contract,
So I guess then the buyer login is not required either, because usually why the buyer login is required is because when the client wants their customers to bid on the website. For example, if I being a buyer come on your website, I like a property and I want to bid on it, but I cannot bid unless I create an account on your website. So you have the information. Where I live and what kind of property I'm into or what is my first and last name. But here, since the buyer is not going to bid on the property, so I guess the user login is not a requirement here, but still, if you want, we can always add it to the website.
Yeah, I need to be able to get their information if they're on my page, but if they have to sign up or make an account before they do it, they're most likely going to go somewhere else. But, you know, after they search for, you know, three or four times, and if they're they're interested in and I need to have their information, that's when they need to sign up to use it.
So if so what kind of information are we looking for? Name, email, and the phone number?
Yes.
Okay. So we can do a small pop-up on the website. For example, whenever someone comes to the website the first time, they'll have a small pop-up on the screen which will ask them their name, email, and the phone number. So, and we can put down, like we can say, the pop-up can say, if you're interested in buying a property or if you're interested in selling a property, kindly fill out the form or kindly fill out the information and we'll get back to you. So in this way, you'll have all the customer's detail, whoever visits your website, and it's up to you whenever you want to contact them.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Pop-up on the website. No phone and name. Okay. Talking about the whole website, now, if you might have noticed, like, the whole website has a demo content for now. It's not the actual content. So are you going to send me
right.
the content for the website?
Well, I'm supposed to be, I paid for that extra.
Let me
check.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so I just checked. Yeah, the content is going to be taken care of from our team, so you don't have to worry on that part. I apologize for it. I didn't check the list first. So the content, the whole website's content will be taken care of by our team. So first, I'll send you the initial draft of the content. Kindly go through that whole content if you like it. If not, if you think there are some improvement that needs to be done, or if you approve the content, then we'll go ahead and put it on the actual website. Before your approval,
okay.
The content won't go on the website. Yeah. So I'm going to share
okay.
the content with you. Let me see. Yeah, I have sent you a content questionnaire form, Heidi. If you could please fill that questionnaire form and send it back to me, that would be great. Do you want me to send
okay.
you that questionnaire form once again?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send you the form right now and the social media marketing questionnaire form as well. Kindly fill out those forms and send those back to me so we could get the team aligned on it and get the work started.
Okay, I'll do that right. today.
Sure, I've sent you an email. So I'm going to get...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
So on these colors, it's got like a lot of red on here, the red buttons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can we change that to like a
lighter shade,
maroon color to go with my logo?
Yeah, like, so on logo, we have three different colors, white, red, and gray. So we have, like, a lot of red used on the website. So should we, like, make it maroon or use white or gray
yeah.
more? Okay. Color scheme of the website. Okay.
Under showcase, let's see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On this showcase tab,
mm-hmm.
why does it have two lists that are the same?
On the showcase tab? Showcase
list. Yeah, it says showcase list, and it repeats everything.
Yeah, it's just, I guess, the demo or just the initial, but that'll be changed now. instead of the second showcase list, do you want to replace it with something else, or should we like completely take it off?
I don't know. What else? What else could there be?
Well, let's get let's leave it up to the content team to decide, and they'll come up with something. If not, then we'll take it off. All right?
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You did say on the listings it would have what the calculated, like estimated payments
mm-hmm.
for it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let me, I've sent you both the questionnaire forms, Heidi, the content and the social media marketing form. Heidi, fill those out and send it back to me. So as soon as I get the questionnaire form, it takes around, let's say, 7 days for the whole content of the website, like the complete content for the whole website. As soon as it's ready, I'm going to share it with you. If you approve it, we will have that taken on, like we will have that updated on the website. And in the meantime, we'll keep working on those small changes on the website. Let's say adding that small pop-up on the screen, updating the color scheme on the website.
Okay.
All right. So kindly check if you have got my email yet or not.
Oh, okay. It's hard to tell. There's so many emails in this line of this chain of communication.
It must be that like at the very top or at the very bottom. I just sent it to you like, a couple of minutes ago.
Not the 13th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. Can you send it again just in a separate email, not as a, in response to all these other ones?
Sure, sure, absolutely. So I'm gonna drop you a direct email, like I'm going to email you directly on your email address. The email that I have on my file, it's properties@parvesh@gmail.com. Is that the email?
That is correct.
Get the email right now. I just sent you the email. You'll get it like any minute now.
Okay, I got it now.
Perfect. Now, you take your time, fill those questionnaire forms out, and send it back to me so we could start working on the content and start the marketing on our end, the social media.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And in the meantime, I'll get the website design updated a little bit. And as soon as it's done, I'm going to drop you an email so you can review the website once again. All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Heidi. Take care.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.